My language of love was more audio, so... Okay, so it's been a while since I did a kind of vloggy type video, but I wanted to do today's video in this style because, like, I miss talking to you like this. I like this setup is really good and everything. I like this. And it's cool because we've got the whole... Oh, shoot. Just dropped my water. I have this light. I can just, like, boom. And then you get my background light, which is kind of cool, right? But it just doesn't always fulfill me. But I've done some changes in the office. Let me show you guys. Okay, so you guys are familiar with, this is like my desk setup. So I have my lights, my microphone, and all my computer stuff. And yes, that is an awful lot of hard drives. Okay, so over here, I've swapped out my acoustic guitar for my bass guitar. Now this bass guitar has come on tour with me and I've played this in my band a bunch of times. And now my acoustic guitar is over here, but we'll get to that. And then we have like some workout stuff and some like, you know, equipment for cameras. And then I've got some toys and stuff here. And then over here, I got my skateboard collection, which is all like my boosted board, which is absolutely awesome. This is kind of like my number one go-to. And then my other boards, which are kind of cool. Anyway, Pete McKinnon back. My comfy chair to sit on. Then I've got my acoustic guitar here. Wow, this is blurry. Okay, I've got my acoustic guitar here. Then I have this this cabinet with all my stuff in it, all my books and stuff. And then dog's bed. Oh my goodness, Randy. Why do you always, see he always, I don't know if anyone else's dog does this, but like Randy chews through his blankets and now it's a big hole there. Is that right, Randy? Yeah. So then we have this like really janky looking couch. It's like super gross. Like the baby's drawn on it with like a pen and Randy's like sat on it and it's all gross. Yeah, so this is the new office setup. So I'm gonna sit down here for a second. Oh, so I get so many questions from you guys asking about like relationships and like love advice and relationships in general, you know, and I wanna do my best for you guys. So I have recently been doing loads and loads of videos. I've got a couple of cool things launching. I've got two websites coming out. One is a membership website for you guys, which I will tell you all about very, very soon. And if you're not already on my mailing list, make sure you go to theaskmeworld.com and register on my mailing list now to be first to know when it comes out, because there's only gonna be 200 places available when we first launch. But regards to that, I've entered a competition. Thank you guys so much for voting for me. And then, yeah, the competition hasn't been drawn yet, so I'm waiting. I think Friday they draw like the winner. But anyway, so that leads me on to what I was talking about this whole love thing. So a lot of people ask me for relationship advice. Now, I've been dating my girlfriend now for 11 years, and we have, you know, a kid together, and then we've been living together for like 6 years, and it's all good. So, you know, it's going well, but it isn't always easy, and there's a lot of things that come into play when you have relationships, especially romantic relationships with partners. And I really think that a lot of people struggle in this area, and then this is why I get so many questions about it, and I wanted to really go through a couple of them today in this video, because I wanted to just talk to you guys directly about some ways in which we found helpful for our relationship, and I think that you guys probably will benefit from as well. All right, let's get on this video. Okay, so the first thing I want to talk about in regards to relationships, so we were out on a walk today, and this is how I came up with all this kind of stuff. And the first thing, and it was a huge thing, it's actually very crucial in what we were doing, is something called love language. Now, I'd never really heard of love language. It was kind of like something that I'd come across on Facebook, on people doing quizzes on stuff, and I never really thought much about it. But then Naomi was like, hey, we should totally do like this love quiz and see what our love language is. And I was like, sounds a bit weird, but we'll go with it. So, basically, I think we did the Myers-Briggs one. I know that we did a Myers-Briggs in the dog interests me all the time. Check out this dog. What is it, Randy? What is it? He wants to go under his blanket. Yeah, so it was Myers-Briggs who did the test that we took, and Myers-Briggs is kind of like the go-to kind of like psychology quiz testing. I don't know. I don't really know much about like the Myers-Briggs stuff, but I know that we did that test, and it was very interesting because what it did is highlighted to us how we communicate through love. So, for instance, my language of love was more audio. So I needed to have reassurance from people telling me that I'm doing a good job, or that they appreciate what I do and they love me. And you know, that is how my love language works. So like Naomi, I respond to Naomi talking to me about the things that she wants to talk about, or the things in our relationship, rather than like just thinking that I already know those things. And then so for her, hers was more like tactile. So she actually liked to be touched. Like she likes hugs and people to like, you know, like touch her shoulders and say, you're doing a good job, you know, and it was really fascinating. So we implemented this kind of, I don't know what you want to call it, love language practical assessment into our relationship, and it really did boom. Now I'm going to leave a link for this for the Myers-Briggs kind of love language quiz in the bottom of this video, so you guys can actually go ahead and check it out and run it yourself and see what's what. But in terms of our relationship, I really think that knowing your love language and knowing how to appropriately talk to the person you are in a relationship with is going to be just absolutely fantastic. Because you know how to engage them properly, you know what they want out of the relationship, you know what they are thinking because of this specific love language hack. This is absolutely fantastic, and I think that this transcends over neurodiversity. I think everybody can benefit from knowing love language of people. I think that's really, really interesting. All right, let's go on to the next thing I want to talk about. Oh, he couldn't stay away from the desk. Oh man. Okay, so I feel like you're on a slant. We're in one of those old school Batman movies. Right, so along with love language, I think that one of the most important things really is talking to one another. So like, When you don't communicate with somebody, when you don't talk, when there's no kind of like flow of information going, you kind of have this almost expectation of somebody that could potentially be incorrect. So if you don't talk about the things that you want to eat for dinner that night, then there may be a disconnection there, and that disconnection can cause all kinds of friction and cause relationships to kind of plummet in a bad way. Now, talking and being open and honest is one thing. It's actually really good because, you know, there are things that we like, things that we don't like in everything we do in our lives, and romantic relationships and relationships in general should be no exception to that. So being open and honest and talking about the things we like and we don't like about certain things is gonna be amazing, especially when you're in a relationship with somebody who really does care and wants to improve that relationship. On this light, I'm feeling like we need to get a groove on here. Whoa, check this thing out. There is, obviously there's a benefit from talking to somebody, but there's also the potential to enter into argumentative discussion, because if you're saying something that the other person really doesn't like, or you have a disagreement, unfortunately that's just the way it goes, and that's the law of being in relationships, and you just have to kind of go, okay, well that's a relationship, and that, you know, everyone says relationships are work, and that's what they mean. You know, you work at something to make it kind of go. Anything that is worth having should be hard work, you know, because it's a reward for doing all that work. And so the last thing I want to talk about when I put this light on is kind of like do what's true for you. And what that means is, like, a lot of people think stereotypically, like, that, you know, women all like chocolates and flowers, and men like, you know, steak and movies, and I don't know, you know, there's kind of like these prerequisites or these pre-existing conditions that are put in place for relationships that people say, like, this is how men and women should be, or this is how, you know, men and men should be, or women and women, or whatever. And I'm thinking to myself, that's great in a picture-perfect movie scene, but we know we're not all like movies. Instead, the best thing to do is to find out what that person really likes. So say, you know, a date night for somebody I know could be, I know this married couple I know that the wife is very kind of like, she loves dressing flamboyant and going out and having like lavish kind of cocktails and big dinners and fancy stuff. So, you know, if he was to woo his wife and take her out for a meal, he would go to the places that he knows she likes doing those things. But with like me and Naomi, we love nothing more than putting on like comfy clothes, snuggling on the sofa, putting Netflix on or YouTube on, and then smashing some popcorn and pizza, and we're good to go. So it depends. You have to be true to who you are. There's no point in kind of like, you know, and again, it's through the communicating that you'll find these things, and it's through the love language that you'll find these things, but they really do make the difference, and making that difference is gonna make like, it's so much difference in your life. Just having that, having to know like, okay, I know that my partner really loves, you know, going to play golf, right? So we'll do a golf day. Or like, I know that my partner really loves, I don't know, gym and swimming. So we're gonna do gym and swimming. It depends what they love. It depends what they seek as being true to them. So do that. those three hacks are gonna be absolutely life-changing for you guys. If you haven't already implemented any of these are gonna be amazing. But if you've implemented some of them but didn't do the other ones, I highly recommend the love language one, because that one is gonna be the one that's gonna be most like, whoa, like effective. I think that's gonna be really interesting. Other than that, if you really wanna be part of my membership website, then the link for the pre-registration will be in the description below, where you can actually put your registered interest with, you type your email address in and click register my interest, and then I will alert you when the membership goes live. Like I said, there's only 200 places left on the membership, and it's gonna be absolutely amazing. I'm really excited about it. Time to level up autism, baby. All right, guys, in that sentence, I'm gonna go, because I've got so many things to do, and I'll see you in the next video, guys. Pew.